Hello there. You're listening to the first podcast. Tonight's guest is Senior Palo. Those of you who know his content already have their fingers nervously resting on the volume keys. But for the rest of you, please be advised, Palo gets loud. Headphone users have been warned. Thank you. Without further ado.
That's a lovely noise.
Welcome to the first podcast show, Time Life. That's right. I am the host. Wait, who's the host?
I am
the host and also the invited one. How you doing? Hi. How you doing? That thing.
Thanks for letting us be on your show. We really appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time.
My name is, I'm co-host Joe, and with me as always, I have Lars.
I'm Lars, the main host of the first podcast, and with us today is Senor Palo, a.k.a. Mr. Hair, a.k.a. 123 Pendejos, a.k.a. David.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you so much to you guys. Yeah, un, dos, tres, pendejo. Jesus Christ, that's my old one. Oh my God.
Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. The chat notes, by the way, that I'm talking right now, but I can't be heard. No, you guys cannot talk on this podcast because you guys are the listeners. But if you do want to tune into these episodes live, you can do so at discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com. Somebody in the chat just says, hey, guys, can you kick me out of the server? No, but you can leave if you want.
don't make know us why do you extra work to. For you.
There's, I think if you right click, there's an option to just yeet the hell out if you'd like.
Gang, gang.
You're not. It's kind of a weird request.
No. All right. So let's get into it.
Anyway, my brother's name is David.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Do you know him?
No.
It's a very common name, Joe.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, very, very common.
I don't know.
Your bro has also Axel. That's my second name.
Yeah. No, but my friend's name is Axel.
Okay. God damn. That's great, Joe.
It's going.
Off to a great start.
Sorry, let's do a podcast. All right, guys.
So,
David, for people who are tuning in who may not be familiar with your work, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Oh, boy. Well, I am a guy on the internet, and I do drawings, like animation, cartoons, really, really funny ones on YouTube. Sometimes they go, ah! Like that.
Nice!
Really hilarious.
You did it.
Guys, he did the thing.
Yes, I did it. I did the thing. Pillow, do your thing. Ah!
How did that get started, by the way? Did you just randomly decide to slap the table one time?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I didn't know how to make the step sounds.
Mm-hmm.
One time I did it with bare feet.
Oh.
I don't remember how I recorded it.
Not with your feet.
Yeah, with my feet, but I don't know if I put the microphone on my feet or something, or I just did it super hard. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I think the audience can just picture how that works.
I'm picturing you with your, like, arms sitting on a computer chair, like, leaning back, almost falling over, and then your feet are, like, like where the keyboard would be, just like...
Just wildly slapping the table with your feet up and down.
Yeah, and then there's, like, a blue Yeti or something. What mic do you use to record, by the way? Are you on the Blue Yeti by chance?
No, right now, no. I don't even know what the fuck is this microphone.
Oh.
When my best friend gave it to me.
How nice.
That's very generous of your best friend.
Yeah, but my first microphone was the computer one, an HP microphone.
The chipset, the built-in...
Okay. So, David, if people were tuning into your channel, what are they in for?
Oh, my God. Well, just prepare your ears. It gets loud sometimes, really loud. Prepare screaming faces and random situations that came out of nowhere. There's no reason. And there's no... It just happens. It just happens, man.
It's just a free flow of ideas, like a consciousness, essentially?
Yes, exactly.
That's kind of what we do here a little bit. It's kind of little of this, little of that.
Little less screaming.
Little of column A, little column B.
Not quite as much screaming, but yeah.
We could use a little more screaming.
Really, Joe?
Actually, yeah. I used to do more screaming than I do now. I've cut it back, but after listening to quite a few of your videos, I'd like to bring back the screaming. I really would.
Wonderful.
Ah!
That's not a scream. What the fuck?
Ah!
That's like a recently castrated moose trying to scream. Like it's not.
Yeah, you need to hurt your throat. Like that. Oof.
Ah!
Exactly. Like there we go. Yeah, exactly.
I think I'm gonna put a warning in the beginning of this episode for headphone users. Anyway.
In ear only.
All right. Okay, so David, one of the traditions on this show is that we like to ask really weird hypothetical questions. And if you don't mind, I think we'd like to get into some of them.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Would you like me to do that, Joe, or should I have you read them in?
Oh, I'd love for you to do it.
Okay.
But like hell are you going to steal my glory.
Oh.
So why don't I take it away?
Well.
The first question of the day is, what would be your useless superpower?
Useless.
Yes.
Yeah, it could maybe be like marginally helpful, but not in any real way.
Listen. So this is for the Spanish people. The Spanish people know this the best. So when I'm shitting, I like to record on my Instagram history. And then I say, hey, I'm shitting. How's it going? That's it. I would love to, as a power to shit. You know, cause why not? It's good shitting. It feels good. And you can use it as a power. You know, you throw shit like a monkey. Would throw shit. No one likes shit on their face. This is good.
Wait, am I understanding correctly that you want your useless superpower to be to poop?
Yeah. That's it.
But it can't be anything that you can already do.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. That's like the... We forgot to specify. That's like the one thing. It can't be something you can already have the power to do.
Well, I'm constipated.
Oh, he's saying he can't already poop. So he's having health problems is what he's saying, Joe.
Exactly.
He's saying when he's constipated, he wants to have the ability to no longer be constipated.
Oh, that's pretty useful, though. I don't know.
Well, depending on how often you're constipated.
How often are you constipated, David?
You can't just ask our guest that.
I just did.
Yeah, you know, he can. It's normal. Everyone's constipated one time.
Yeah.
It's weird, you know.
Okay.
Three times a week. Like, oh, I'm constipated.
Three times a week?
Yeah, well, I'm sitting down drawing all the time, screaming and shit.
Yeah, it makes sense.
May I ask, what does your diet consist of?
Meat.
That's why. Too much protein.
There's no such thing as too much protein.
Well, actually.
I'm just right now fixing that. But
oh, what are you making?
All right.
I'm just drinking some kind of juice that has, I don't know, fiber, and that's it.
Does it have sugar? Because if it has too much sugar, it might dehydrate you.
Oh, no, it doesn't have sugar. It doesn't have.
You need Fiber One bars.
Joe, he doesn't need health advice on the podcast, but you're not a doctor.
All right, that's fine. Moving on.
Yes, please.
Lars, what would be your useless superpower?
Like the ability to grow my armpit hair longer.
It's pretty useless.
Yeah, like there's not really much I could do with that.
I mean, you can donate the hair for...
I could freak people out really well.
Hey, look at my armpit. Hey, look at my hair.
I don't know if that would really freak anybody out. They might say, oh, you have quite a bit of armpit hair, but is anyone going to go like, ah? That's a traditional freak out?
Hold on one second. There's a car going by.
This is the Cars Go By podcast, too.
Okay, so here's the thing, though. It depends on how fast your armpit hair is growing. Like, if it's like a foot a second, I feel like you could really, really freak people out.
Along those same lines, I would say my useless superpower would be the ability to grow my arm hair like a quarter inch over like a 1 second period of time. So it's just like, hey, look at this. Longer, shorter, longer, shorter. Just a little bit. Like, I wouldn't take it to the extreme like you would, Lars.
Oh, so you just have it go but back and forth?
Yeah.
That's
but
weird.
That's useful, though.
That is very useful.
How is that useful?
Yeah. You know, it's cold. Oh, I'm cold. I'm going to just whoosh. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I could already put on a sweater.
Yeah, but what if you don't have your sweater with you?
Yeah.
Is that really going to keep me warm? Like,
no, you're disqualified from that one, Joe. You got to give a better answer.
Okay. What about the ability to have there be a McDonald's 10 feet closer than the McDonald's that there already is? Like, you're like, oh, there's a McDonald's across the street. You can make it 10 feet closer. Won't really help you that much.
Wait, whoa, whoa, wait, wait. Is that teletransportation?
No, it's, well, I mean, you're just making it so that it's 10 feet closer. I don't know. You're not really like, kind of.
Joe, you've been giving some really bad answers. You gotta give a better one, bud.
That right, is me... useful, though. Yeah. You have a grandma's going to the fucking McDonald's. Can you help me, girl? Yes, boom, there we go.
Exactly.
What about the ability to...
Joe, you're not,
the ability
you're not
to
in
create
the spirit
the
of
best...
it.
What about the ability to write the best song... but nobody can hear it.
Now, that's pretty useless.
Yeah, but that would bring personal joy. Like you could listen to it. Or are you saying nobody as in, like, not even yourself?
No, not even yourself. You can't sing it. You can only hear it in your head.
Okay. No, that's Beethoven's power, wasn't it?
No, because he could still play the instrument.
Oh, that's true. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.
News to me.
And also, you don't know if it's really good.
Yeah, like, you're not sure? I could see it. Okay, that's pretty useless. Okay, that works, Joe.
All right, now we can finally move on.
Yes, please. Speaking of awkward transitions, by the way, I'd like to announce our new sponsor. And can
this
you guess
really
who it
exciting.
Is, Joe?
Oh, I know who it is. David, would you like to guess who our new sponsor is?
Is it Loot Crate?
No.
No?
Not a terrible guess, but no, it's actually Amazon.
Amazon,
the shopping company. Yes, we all know that you shop at Amazon. Yes, we all know that you're like, oh, I can't afford $2 to subscribe to Patreon for the first podcast, but we know you're going to spend money on Amazon anyway.
So next time you do,
if you want to help support the show without spending any extra money, there's a good way to do that. Go to amazon.t1podcast.com. It literally costs you nothing. If you're going to buy something on there and you use that referral link, there you go.
And you can always still support us on patreon.com/T1podcast.
Yeah, but why would they want to do that, Joe?
Well, that would be if they want to listen to the episode before it comes out, or if they want special access to bonus episodes.
Yeah.
And Patreon only features on the Discord.
Yeah. We have a bunch of new Patreons, by the way. We need to shout them out, Joe.
Oh, I don't really have the list in front of me.
I do.
Oh, can you send that to me and then we could like alternate?
No, I'll just go ahead and do it. Thank you to Hulicap, Palma, and fuck, who else? Oh, yeah, I don't have the list pulled up. Never mind. Sorry.
All right, we'll put it in later. Yeah.
Thank you to our new patrons. Yeah, if you want to help support the show, it's patreon.com/T1podcast. David, I have a question for you regarding your YouTube channel.
Yes, subscribe. What?
First of all, if someone wanted to check out your YouTube channel, what's the best way to do that?
You go to Google, type YouTube. You go to YouTube, type Serpello, SRPello, and that's it.
Okay. And
yeah.
How did this all come about? How did you get into animating and stuff like that? Because as goofy as it is, I mean, it's obviously, you know, some high quality production, and like, how'd you get into that?
Oh, fuck, it's a long story, because, like, at the beginning, I was a child, what, like, 12 years old?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to animate, you know, I wanted to make a cartoon, I wanted to be a cartoonist, an animator, and I was like, oh, how do I do this? Then there's the software, it's called Flash, back in the day, I think it was Macromedia, I'm not sure. And like, oh my god, look at this software, I'm gonna use it. I tried to use it, like, oh, fuck this software, I'm never gonna be an animator, I'm gonna be an engineer now.
Mm.
And I said, you know what, at 14 years old I was like, okay, you know what, let's try it again. And I tried it and I'm like, oh my god, it's so easy now, you understand.
Okay.
I had friends that helped me with to understand the laws of animation because mm-hmm. I didn't know any laws.
Yeah.
And that's how I become an animator.
Like, you couldn't YouTube. Actually call him Mickey, for example.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you planning on, like, licensing that the Moki series to Disney or anything like that? Or is anything like that in the works?
No, I can't. I mean, there's something I want to do. There's basically selling, like, a Moki plushie.
Ooh.
And state that it's not related to Disney. Please don't sue. It's only one time, please.
Yeah.
but Moki is loosely based on a certain character, isn't it?
It's one character. I don't remember.
It's based off of Michael Moose, Joe.
Oh, that's the one.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Moke Moose, the Donald, no, Daffy Duck.
Yeah. By the way, if you guys are listening in, we do try to keep the text chat to recording chat, but it seems like it's just an utter free-for-all at this point. But yeah, if you guys do want to tune into these live, go to discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com. And if they want to check out Moki Mouse, where can they do that?
They can go to YouTube and type Moki Mouse.
How do you spell a Moki Mouse?
Yes, they can.
It's like monkey, but without the N, and that's it. Moki.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. Joe, I think you should toss one of our questions at him.
What, like a hypothetical kind, or just
a... Oh, no. I'm going to ask a good...
Regular?
A follow-up question to something I was trying to get into earlier, and here's the question. Because we interview a lot of content creators who are kind of, you know, in their... late teens, you know, 20s, sometimes early 30s. And the question is, where do you see this going? Because, like, I don't think everyone wants to be doing this when they're 70 years old. So is there a future for the channel? Is there a future for your animation and your voice work and such?
Okay. Here's the main problem. And also, you know, it's a good thing because I started my channel, like, just for fun. Like, oh, I'm going to do this animation. I'm just going to upload it. Mm-hmm. And awesome. I'm now still doing that. I'm kind of like, okay, every month I'm going to do an animation, I'm going to upload it. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not taking YouTube that serious, even though it's being really serious for my life.
Okay.
Right now I'm working on games.
Hmm. Oh.
You make like a mobile app or something?
Oh, fuck no. Fuck mobile.
what kind of
game?
Like,
oh yeah, what kind of game are you making?
Well, right now I'm on a demo. It's some kind of a platformer. I can't talk about it. I can't show a lot.
Okay.
But yeah. And when I finish that one, what's up?
Well, just whatever you want to say about it. Don't.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Here's the thing. It's basically the first one is going to be a demo, or like a free game, and then the next one is going to be a real one for Steam. And if I can start my game dev career with that, then that's amazing. I will not leave YouTube, though, because, again, I just do that for fun.
Okay.
I don't know if I want to draw myself shitting and put it on YouTube, I can do that because I do it for fun.
I mean, you're already shitting. You're already drawing. You might as well draw yourself shitting.
Might as well.
Exactly.
Do you have any, like, programming knowledge, or do you have a team, or?
Oh, I have someone that helps me. Shout out to Lunatic.
Okay.
Shout out.
And approximately when can people potentially check that out?
Ooh, I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
We don't have a day right now, because both of us are busy with shit.
Okay, but games development is something you eventually want to do as a career, is what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. Like, creating games.
Okay.
Not coding in or something like that, but yeah, creating like characters and stuff like that.
Is it going to use your really goofy animation style and your voices and stuff?
A lot of people want that, though, but I kind of don't want it. If I have an idea, well, hell yeah.
Sure.
Do you do all your voices yourself?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
That's kind of one of the appeals of his channel, Joe.
It's really weird when I ask for voices. Really weird.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Can you come up with a new voice right now?
Why would you ask him that?
I'm just kidding. I'm just trying to purposely put you on the spot just to be
Jesus
incredulous.
No, actually, that's a good idea. But what kind of voice do you want?
How about we have the audience shout out like a scenario to get some ideas and engage. I want to engage the audience a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and type something in.
Yeah.
Oh, I already typed something
in. A dark hallway, KGB. Just keep throwing them out. Say Max is gay.
I can't say that win any point.
Helium voice.
This was a mistake.
Animal oh crossing mobster. Guys, don't be so lame.
Wow.
Big Kmart? What the fuck?
All right, Walmart at 3 in the morning.
Joe? What is...
Okay, all right, Walmart at 3 in the morning.
I never been in Walmart at 3 a.m., but I guess it's going to be like...
Yep.
That's pretty good.
I guess.
Walmart at 3 in the morning is depressing.
Can we do like a little skit right now? Like you're Walmart at 3 in the morning and I'm like the worker and you need to like find something or whatever. And I'm not being very helpful.
Yeah, sure, I guess. Yes.
Do what you got to do, Joe. All
right. So I'm like stocking the shelves and you walk up to me.
Wait. Me?
Yeah. Like I'm the worker and like you need help finding something or something like that. Like that's the scene. Just stocking the shelves.
Hey, Mr. Man. Hey. I'm looking for something.
Oh, well, you better go find it.
Yes. Fuck you.
I'm going to just go back. And scene.
That's your average Walmart employee.
Wait, really? Jesus Christ.
Well, you better go find it.
Jeez. Asshole.
All right, can we do another?
Yeah, go ahead.
Guys, keep shouting stuff out. Let's I like this. This could be a new segment on the show. Entering an ice cream shop.
Sans entering an ice cream shop.
Sans. Well, that's easy. Jesus.
All right, and then I'll be the worker. Okay. Just work in the ice cream shop.
Hey, ice cream man. Can you give me ice cream?
Oh, you want ice cream?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, which flavor did you? No samples either. I'm tired of giving out fucking samples.
There is no samples.
Yeah, fuck samples.
How can I hear the scream then?
Well, don't you know what kind of ice cream you want already? You came in here. Obviously, you had something in mind.
No, he's saying ice cream, Joe.
Oh.
Yeah, but you said sample. It's a joke. It's a joke, Joe.
All right. We'll give you a sample of the scream. We'll give you. Okay, which scream would you like to sample?
Vanilla.
Here's kind of a vanilla scream.
Ah!
Joe, why are your screams so limp? You're just like...
Ah!
There we
go, yes, with passion.
Passion. Amazing, thank you.
And scene.
Joe, how loud can you scream if you actually try?
Well, there's people home. I don't want to...
Just do it anyway. Just let loose, dude.
You want me to scream as loud as I can?
Yeah.
I have people home, too.
All right.
And neighbors, yeah.
What kind of scream? Give me a flavor.
A girly scream.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I want to do a girly scream.
Do a girly scream.
All right. Fuck it. We'll do a girly scream.
Ah!
Jeez, it's so weak.
Lars, let's hear your scream. You do a... That's not a girly scream, though.
That's not a girly scream.
No, that's a manly scream.
Oh, you wanted a girly scream?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're doing girly scream.
I don't know how to do a girly scream. I don't have that much estrogen. I'm sorry.
Sure you do.
Nope.
You just imagine yourself being a girl. I don't know. You say a rat and you go... That's so easy.
All right. Lars, go ahead. Give it a try.
No, I'm okay. I think our house guests are going to be very confused by that.
All right, then in the interest of your house guests, let's move on to our next segment.
Let's please do.
Do you want to toss the next hypothetical question out?
Yeah, actually, I have a very good question about ducks for David.
What kind of ducks?
Yeah, you're about to learn. All right, so let's say that a magician approaches you on the street and says...
Oh, no.
Yeah. He says, I'm going to make you a deal. If you spend the next 4,300 years as a series of ducks, I'll give you $2 billion. Would you do it?
No.
Why not?
I need a half, and then I make it. I can just go and make a series about ducks from a stranger that says, I'm gonna give you million. No, I can't.
No. He'll turn you into the duck.
You become a duck for 4,300 years, like a duck, and then when that duck dies, you become another duck.
Well, first I will open my Google, and I'll be how much duck. I don't fucking know how to type in this shit.
He's doing his research.
Yeah, see, there we go. 10 years or less. No, I will not do it. See, there we go. I will die in 10 years.
Yeah. Oh.
I wouldn't get the money.
Wait, let me explain.
No, you become...
Go ahead, Joe.
Your consciousness will transfer as soon as you die from one duck to the next duck. So whether it's like an offspring duck or a cousin duck or like your neighbor duck, you become the next duck in line for 4,300 years. You're going to be like 500 different ducks by the end of it, maybe more. And then when all is said and done, you go right back to this moment as if nothing ever happened. But you get to keep all your duck wisdom and your duck knowledge and memories, if you want, you don't have to, with the $2.3 billion.
Ooh.
When you put it that way.
Look. Wait, yeah, if you put it that way, hell yeah. My only problem, though, I don't want to be a farm duck. Oh, no.
Oh, so what kind of duck would you want to be?
A wild duck, you know, the ones that... get recorded and go like that.
Yeah. You'd want to be Daffy Duck. Okay.
No, Daffy goes. Donald though goes.
Yeah. Wait.
So just regular.
It's a regular ducks, duck. Not like ducks in captivity, is what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
What if it was a mix? Like 9 out of 10 ducks is a free duck, but like 1 out of 10 ducks.
That's a stupid question, Joe. Here's a better question. Would you want to start a duck family?
Look, this is not about the question, but I've seen a duck stick.
Yep.
And yeah, I sure, why not? I would love to see my duck dick.
Yep. I mean, you could look down and find it.
Have you seen a duck dick?
Yeah, yep. They're shaped like a corkscrew.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, it's
duck vaginas they have that same corkscrew shape too.
I want to know how they fucking get it inside.
Before you came on, we had a duck expert on the show.
Really?
And he's the one who told us.
Yeah, duck fucking, expert. What they do is they kind of lie. Like they push their parts together and then they kind of like twist like a wrench or something over and over again. That's how ducks
they usually do it, like in midair in flight.
It's kind of weird. Some ducks actually do that.
Yeah, like you can't see what I'm doing with my hands right now, but picture like the ducks, like one of them spinning clockwise and the other spinning counterclockwise. It's like, oh no, ouch, to the side.
Oh my God, I love YouTube right now. I'm gonna watch this video of ducks having sex. You liar! They're doing it on the ground.
All right, I just made that up.
Yeah. Okay, I guess.
Everyone, type in the chat if you believe me.
I'm no lying.
Well, Dave is off on YouTube searching duck sex. Let's go ahead and plug our last sponsor.
Nord.t1podcast.com. NordVPN is a VPN brought to you by Nord for the Nords.
Why would someone want to do that, Joe?
To protect yourself against the government trying to see what you're doing on your computer. You'd want to protect yourself against your internet service provider throttling your internet. You ever search a lot of duck porn and then...
Yeah, you want to scrub that from your history.
You would just hop on NordVPN and you scrub.
Yeah, Watch Dogs 2 is real life, folks. There are hackers out there for your data. The government is out for your data. Your ISP is out for how much data you're using so they can throttle you.
Oh, you used 5 megabytes this month.
Oh, no. You're done. Not with NordVPN, though. NordVPN is a great way to get around that.
Wait. NordVPN can protect my duck porn?
Yes, it can.
That's amazing.
Find out more at nord.t1podcast.com, coupon code the first podcast.
David.
Yes.
What's the name of this podcast that you're on?
What is the name?
The first podcast.
The first spork.
The first Nordcast.
The first sporkcast. Oh no. Yeah, the first podcast.
Yeah, the first podcast is the checkout code at checkout for 75% off your first subscription. And with that, that's going to do it for the ads. No more ads for the rest of the episode, finally. I think we should take a couple questions from the audience. What do you think, Joe?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask whatever. You can ask whatever. I don't care.
All right, guys. If you have a question for David, a.k.a. Mr. Hare, please go ahead and type it out in chat. We'll take a text one at first.
Dan Cinema 48 says, Palo, how's your day? Question mark.
It's really good.
Thank you so much for asking.
I like how you started with a voice because you were trying to go for something.
No, I was burping.
Oh, okay. All right. Does anyone have a better question?
Moonlit Sky says, how did you develop your art style?
Oh my God. It took a lot of time because first I started with like Looney Tunes. Then I started with South Park. Then I did a little bit combined. And at the end, I added the whole like Adventure Time. Like, I added a little bit of it. And I just molded it like a clay, and that's it. I did it, and I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing style. I love it. It's mine now.
Rest Easy says, Hello, how long did it take for you to grow your hair?
I don't know. 8 months. I'll say 8 months.
Do you ever just go bald?
No, fuck no. I mean, well, yeah, when I was a child, because the fucking school.
Oh, the school made you shave your head?
Yeah, the school is like, no, long hair here.
Weird.
When was that, like high school?
It was like, yeah, high school, elementary school, yeah, kindergarten.
Oh, they were pretty harsh. Okay.
Rex asks, what goes through your head when you make your videos? Kind of a general question.
That I don't know though, because okay, imagine this. Let's say I think about something simple. A granny crossing the street.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm okay, a granny crossing the street. The granny takes a lot of time to cross the street and that's it.
Okay.
And the idea that I want is find as much chaos as possible that doesn't make sense. That's it. I just imagine myself being the granny and a lot of things happening, even if they don't make sense.
All right. Thank you for the answer to that question. I'd like to open up the recording chat, by the way, to someone if they have a microphone and they'd like to give in a question on air. If you do, go ahead and type the answer to this math problem. 2 + 3. Oh, jeez Louise.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I think about 100 people just typed 5. I'm going to let Drake Star ask a question because I trust him. He's been on here a couple times. I'm going to go ahead and unmute you, okay? One second. We'll take more in a second. Hi, Drake.
Oh, my God.
Hi, guys, again.
Hey. Hi, Drake.
Hey. So, Palo, when I first, when I first noticed your Twitter presence, it was like that, the video where you were stressed out about planes.
Oh, my God.
That little song.
You don't understand. I hate planes. Jesus Christ.
Like, was it like anything specific, like the pressure in your ears or something? Or like it was just the fact of being really high.
It's everything.
Like I also had that fear for a while.
It's everything. Like you enter and it's all nice. Then the noise. And you're like, Jesus Christ, it's stopping. Then the fucking girls are like, please put your seatbelt. You're going to die. The airplane is going to go down. Do this and do that. Follow the instructions. Like, then the turbulence, like, oh. And then it's too high, and then you're thinking you're about to die. The last time I went to plane, like, everything nice, and then I came back to my city, and it was moving a lot, and I'm like...
It's a lovely noise.
I hate planes.
Like, it was weird. The first time I went on a plane, too, like, for some reason, I guess I was, like, really small. I was, like, I couldn't have been more than, like, 7. And there was that really bad pressure you get in your ears.
Oh, my God.
And it didn't bother any of the other adults, but me and my younger sister, we were, like, in tears. But my mom gave us some gum. And for some reason, that made the entire plane ride. It even stopped the ear popping.
That is amazing. I'm going to try that because one time I was like it was hurting a fucking noise. And then all of a sudden, like, I didn't hear anything. And then some fucking ladies at the back were like, who, look at his ears. And I'm like, well, what are you saying? Your ears? They were laughing. You fucking assholes, leave me alone.
Yeah, like, just like get your favorite flavor of long-lasting gum. It for some reason makes a huge difference. I guess because your brain's concentrating on flavor.
Because in August I'm going. But thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Drake.
It can also help if you have what's it called? If you have a decongestant. If you take like a nasal decongestant before the plane takes off, it's going to open your pathways.
Ooh.
All right, Doggle, you're unmuted, but you're self-muted, so you're next.
You've
up.
You muted yourself.
Okay, I'm very... You could pick someone else. I'm so fucking happy to, like, be here talking, but my mic's not working right now for some stupid-ass reason.
We can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
We can hear you fine, yeah.
Are you sure? Okay. Oh, my God. Holy shit.
Hey, hi, how you doing?
You seem excited.
I'm good. I've been watching your videos for, like, 2 years.
Jesus Christ. First video.
I'm not joking. Oh, shit. Okay, I was going to say, are you ever going to continue the Christmas episodes you were ever
doing?
Oh,
yeah. Fuck yeah. That's a tradition, dude.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Doggle, make sure to breathe.
I'm dying right now inside, so just like...
Look how excited you are, Doggle.
Oh, Jesus. This is like... I know, because I fucking love them.
Well, thank you so much, dude. Jesus Christ.
I love... Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. It's okay.
No. Also, okay. Yeah, that was my only question.
All right. Thank you, Doggle.
You're welcome.
Wait. Before you keep going, the only problem right now is I don't know how to keep going. I read something about in Germany they have a black Santa, no black skin, like a dark Santa.
Yeah.
I might use that for the next for this. It's Christmas. I'm not sure.
Be careful with that. It's low-key racist now. Like, it's kind of bad.
Yeah, that's what's...
Anyway, thank you for your question, Doggle, and remember to go ahead and take a couple deep breaths. To the next person who has a decent mic and wants to come on, I'm going to give you guys a slightly more advanced problem. What is 3 squared? Why do I keep doing this? It's a terrible idea.
Well, Conker said that he had a Blue Yeti earlier, so I went ahead and unmuted him.
Okay.
Hey, Conker.
Oh, I'm on? Oh!
Hi, Conker.
I'm so glad I studied math.
Yeah, it ended up being really useful, because now you get to ask your question live on air.
I know, right? All right, got 2 questions for Bello.
Well, make sure to greet him, by the way. Be nice.
Hey, I love you, Pello. I love you so much.
Thank you.
Also, hi.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
All right. First question, because I'm so nervous right now. I just want to... All right. Come so on, how do you get your ideas for your videos?
I don't have any idea how to explain it. I just have a simple thing, and I walk, and that's it.
You just do it.
Yeah,
just do whatever.
I just do it. I literally, it's like shit. You sit down, you shit. It's literally like that. I literally don't have an answer. Everyone asks me that. I'm like, what just happens?
By the way, we just got member number 666 on the Discord.
Nice.
Okay.
Dark.
Interesting. All right. And you think you're ever coming to Texas somehow, or the USA at least?
No, I've come to the USA like a couple times. I'm going next year to AX though.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Also, another question.
The other one, yeah.
Ask it fast.
Coca-Cola or Pepsi, Pelo?
Pepsi, cabrón, Pepsi.
Nice. Ahora te amo más.
All right, thank you, Conker. We should take like maybe one more. What do you think, Joe?
Yeah, this is fun.
Take whatever you want. It's good for me.
Yeah, this is good for business. okay, so
does anyone else have like a?
Does anyone have like a hard, not a hard hitting question, but like something a little bit deep that he can actually talk about at length, as opposed to just like what inspires you, like something actually good.
Does anyone have advice that they need that only Señor Pelo can give advice about?
Something like that. Yes, a really hard question.
If you need advice, then type in Joe is amazing. I only love Joe and not Lars. The first person who... it was Teddy Sans. Was he unmuted?
Hello.
Can y'all hear me?
Sans.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, we can hear you.
This doesn't feel real.
You seem concerned that we could hear you.
A bit, yeah.
Go ahead and talk. Ask your question.
Hey, how you doing?
So
it's not really an advice.
What's
an advice?
It's not really. Oh, you played the game. You played us like a fiddle.
All right, bye, Teddy.
Wait, no.
No, we want to hear more.
All right, go ahead.
Oh, he's back. You can say whatever you want. That was just sort of.
Just wanted to ask, Bill, like, how does it feel to be such an influence on YouTube as a general? That was a question.
It's a hard question actually. But okay. Here's the thing, like a lot of people feel amazing and also feeling, yes, I mean it. With me, it's like nice. That's it. Like, oh, it's so nice, but at the same time, it's cute. Cause a lot of people look at you, and they want to be like you, and that's amazing. That's a really, really amazing feeling. It's like, oh my god, thank you so much. I try to help a lot of people. I try to do the best that I can, but it feels really good. It's not something that, you know, that I care a lot. Like, oh boy, I have 1 million. Yeah, sure, why not? Whatever. But it's really nice. It's like that feeling. That feeling is really nice.
I mean, in a way, I kind of look up to you that way too. I mean, I wish I had your hair.
Aww.
Mine's curly too, but not that much. Jesus.
That's okay though.
And I just wanted to say that I love you so much. No homo though.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Been
so
watching
much,
your videos
Teddy
for like.
Said.
Years. Getting
much. How much you? Tell me first video.
Good question. Like the first Mocky videos.
Oh my god.
Like the beach.
Oh shit. That's a good one. That's a good one.
All right,
Teddy, can you do your loudest scream?
It's 2 a.m. here.
Oh, well, never mind. No, never mind.
Oh, fuck. No, don't do it.
Let me just shove my microphone up my. Oh!
Jesus. What the hell?
Thank you. I practice.
That just sounded like you were deep throating the mic.
That's basically, I think, what was happening.
Yeah. Okay, right. Stereo, you're not server muted if you want to ask your question.
Well, hi.
Hey, hi.
Hey, Stereo.
So, well, I have two questions. Can I ask two? Or?
One for now, because we're trying to get people in.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So, what were you thinking when you first created the Mocky's voice?
Okay. I was first, like, the first episode of Mocky was like, hey, how you doing? It's me, hot. Like, something normal. But then I tried to exaggerate it. I was just thinking, like, really obnoxious and scared character.
Oh.
That's all I think about, and that's why it's all the time screaming. But now it has become just a derpy character. It's like, oh, boy, the first podcast? Ow!
Yeah, interesting. Yeah, thank
all
you.
All right. Thank you, Stereo.
Thanks to you.
I'm going
to
go ahead and have one last person come on, and this has to be like the mother of all questions.
Guys, post the question that you want to ask, and then we'll, if we like your question.
Yeah.
We want it to be like a really hard-hitting question.
Oh, boy.
So far, the chat is asking, do you like metal music? Like, come on, guys.
Well, yeah. The fuck?
Are you going to VidCon?
No, I'm not going. Oh, hell. I want to go to VidCon, but I want to go with someone. Because I'm not going to stay with anyone. I'm going to be alone. Like,
I'll go with, if you go to VidCon, I'll go with you.
Oh, how nice.
Well, right now I'm not going. I'll think about that next year.
Okay.
There's one question from someone called a Huevo, which is interesting. You're unmuted if you want to ask it, buddy. Huevo, it's your best pal, Dave, on the line.
Oh, hello.
There you go.
Oh, hello.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
Oh, sorry, I was confused. I don't know. Well, I can speak in English, but not too good.
That's okay.
It's a little bit difficult to me because I'm chilling.
Ah, weón culiao.
Weón culiao, coche tu madre, ¿qué te pasa? Bastardo, coche tu madre. Yeah. Okay, that's the question. Okay, what is the strangest thing? What is your strangest story? Okay, that you can tell.
Okay.
That what's happened to you in a convention?
Okay. I have two though. One is short and the other one is kind of a little bit big. So okay,
go for
the
it.
First time,
either one's fine.
Oh, okay. The first time I went to AX, it was like the 2014, I think. I don't remember, but this guy, this really tall guy, approaches me and says, "Hey, have you played Final Fantasy?" And I'm like, no, but I know about it. Yeah, this character is nice." And I'm like, okay." And he kept talking, I'm like, please stop. I want to be with my mama. Now, that's the short one. Now, the other one is the weirdest, because I don't remember what place. It was in Mexico, but these two girls approached me, and they were, like, kind of flirting, and I was like, yeah, sure. But I started getting sick, and they were recording me, and trying to be like, hey, just scream for us, aha. And my throat was like just having enough. If I will keep talking, I will die. So I say, hey, can you please stop? My throat is bad right now. And they were like, no, I'm not. What are you talking about? You're recording. I can see it. No, I'm not recording. And she was fucking recording.
Oh.
And I'm like, you're recording. Yeah, you were recording. Please stop. They were like, no, I'm not recording. And well, I had enough. I was like, okay. I talked to the managers, and I said, you know what? Can you please talk to these girls and get them out of my side? They are recording. My throat is fucking killing me. I can't do this right now. I don't hate them. I don't care. My throat hurts and they're recording me without asking.
Yeah, that's like, okay, sketch.
Yeah, that's really fucking sketchy. And the fact that they were flirting and all that shit, I'm like, no, please don't do that. Jesus Christ. And they were like 14 years old and it's even worse.
I'm
Yeah. Like one of was the friend, the other one was recording and oh my God. It was really fucking annoying.
Just to clarify, by the way, just to point this out, we are recording this podcast. I hope you're aware.
Yeah. I know you're recording. I don't care. Yeah.
The audience is requesting, by the way, that you just say one word, and that word is bruh.
Bruh. Bruh.
Okay, there we go. Bruh. I think Terry is really begging us to
ask a question. There's like 25 people begging to ask a question right now.
I know, but I feel like it's going to be a good one. I can feel the energy emanating off of Terry.
All right, David, do you have time for one more?
Yeah. I have 1 hour free. I'm going to tell you that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll take one. All right. We'll take one more.
Terry, how are you?
Oh my God! Am I here?
No.
I knew it. I knew this was going to be a good one. Terry, you're on live.
Oh, okay.
With your good pal Dave.
Okay, I'm freaking out.
Hey, Terry.
And your best friends Joe and Lars.
Okay, so just quick background, just like one quick second. I'm going to become an animator soon, so Pelo,
Ooh.
What do you use to animate? And like, how can I become a good animator one day, just like you?
Okay. Well, I'm not the best animator. Like, oh my god, Pelo, fucking Disney. No, but I can say, okay. First of all, learn the laws. There's books about animation that can help you, like, amazingly good. Get criticism. If you have someone that can criticize your work, let them criticize you and try to fix it. Watch cartoons, watch other people, how they animate, and try it. Try to animate like that. Practice all the time. If you can animate every single day, that's how everyone becomes like a really good animator. Like, getting criticism, practice, learn from other people, and following the law of animation.
Yeah.
And when you say criticism, do you just mean like, you suck?
Oh, no.
You suck.
Okay. This is what I think. You have three kinds of criticism. A good one, there's like, oh, look, let's say a drawing. Oh, you have this drawing bad. You see the arm is twisted and like that. Now you have a strong criticism that is like, ah, this is fucking horrible. Look at that. I don't like that part. It's a really fucking bad criticism. You can be mad about it, but at least it's criticizing. At least it's telling you, hey, this part is wrong. And then you have the constructor that is like, you know, this sucks. I'm like, okay, bye then. Yeah, but I learned a lot from criticism and following the laws and stuff.
That was a really good question. Your instincts were correct, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Terry.
You're very welcome. Thank you for pulling me up.
The chat is literally chanting, Terry, Terry,
Terry, Terry, Terry, Terry, Terry. Have you ever had this much attention before?
Actually, no.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything you'd like to plug while you're on there?
Yeah, Terry. I'd like to plug my Roblox YouTube channel that I make Roblox videos on. It's called Terry Blocks. And I only made one video so far, but like, it would help me a lot if you guys could go check it out and stuff, you know?
Everyone check out Terry.
What's the URL?
I'll send it to you.
If you say it, then anyone who's listening to this would be able to...
This will get you a bump.
Yeah, you can put it in chat.
I'll put it in the chat.
Okay.
And then we'll... it's youtube.com/channel/UC... Y-S-J-Z.
Oh my god.
Alright, just go look up Terry Blocks on
TerryBlox.
Based Terry. Terry is God. Terry is Jesus. Quite a chat.
Oh my god, I'm getting so much recognition right now.
Yeah.
I just subscribed. Everybody go ahead and subscribe to Terry Blocks.
Thank you.
And click on that video and give it a thumbs up. Everyone, right now, I'm looking at the...
Yeah, we're going to wait until you do, by the way, until all, like, 100 what some of you that are listening right now.
51 subscribers. We're going to get Terry up to 100 subscribers right now.
Do it.
We're not going anywhere.
Yep.
We're not going anywhere until Terry's at 100 subscribers. There's 100 of you in the chat right now, so everyone...
Everyone needs to subscribe. Like, comment, 60, and subscribe to Terry.
61. You're not going anywhere.
We'll wait.
Here, I'll post the link again. Everybody just spam the link.
Oh, you can do this as a gesture. You don't have to remain subscribed like until the end of time.
Everybody, we're not going anywhere until we're at 100. 58? It went down.
Oh no.
All right, maybe that's enough.
No, he's up to 67.
Oh yeah.
67. Let's see. We need Terry Blocks up to 68.
Let's at least get him to 69. 75. Let's call it that at least.
We'll call it a day at 70.
71.
72. Right. 73. 74. And 74. 74.
So close, guys. Come on.
74.
You would want people to do this for you.
5. All right, Terry, we just bumped you up to 75.
All right, there you go, bud. That's our one good deed for the day.
Yay.
All right, for the day, for the year.
Yeah, for the year.
That's my good deed this year. Welcome to 2019.
Welcome to the first podcast.
Yay.
So, guys, we did it.
So, guys,
We did it.
So guys, we did it. We reached a quarter of a million subscribers. 250,000 subscribers.
I could tell that was going to be a good one. I could feel it in my hearth.
Yeah, I've enjoyed this episode quite a lot. I've had fun.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. David, you're a delight. I wanted to give you a chance, by the way, one last time to go ahead and plug your stuff. If people wanted to check out Senor Palo, a.k.a. Mr. Hare, a.k.a. 123 Pendejos, a.k.a. all the other ones, how would they do that?
Just, you can go to YouTube, type S-S-R Pelo, P-E-L-O.
And do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, I have a Twitter, underline, line bottom, I don't remember how to say it, S-R Pelo and another line at the bottom, there we go.
So underscore S-R Pelo.
Underscore, yeah, exactly.
The links will be in the show notes if you're tuning in on your computer and you want to check those out. And Joe.
Yeah?
People have been tuning in and have been listening to magical episodes like this one, and they wanted to help support the show in a way that gets some really cool benefits. How would they do that?
I would just say the easiest way to do that, Lars, would be to hop on the Patreon and join the $2 tier, and that's going to get them access to the special episodes. Patreon only channel.
Can you say this as if you haven't recently lost your nuts? Can we up it a little bit?
I'll say this if I still have my cock and balls. Well, Lars, I would say the easiest way to do that is to hop on the Patreon at patreon.com/T1podcast and join the $2 tier. That's going to allow them to have access to early episodes before they go live, as well as Patreon only bonus episodes. That's also going to give them special features within the Discord, such as changing your nickname, and so much more.
You also get access to the episodes early, you get bonus episodes, you get all sorts of cool stuff. For $2 a month, please help support the content creators that you enjoy.
And if you want to help us out in a slightly more material way, merch. T1podcast.com.
We have a merch store, guys.
We're on online.
We're on Teespring.
T1podcast.com.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and check it out, we have a lot of shirts, we got sweaters, we have posters, we have stickers. We've got it all at merch.t1podcast.com. It helps support the show, gets you some cool swag, gets you to help us represent the show to the greater public for the greater good. And I think that's going to go ahead and do it. Joe, that's not the link.
That's not?
Merch. Well, that's not the link.
No?
There we go.
Oh, what was wrong with the... Oh, I put an extra S?
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Thank you to the absolute shitload of people who tuned in today. Holy crap.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Between 200 to 300 new Discord members today.
And about 100 people tuning in. I think that sets a record for us. Thank you for bringing the crowds with you, David.
Nah, no problem.
Thank you again for joining us, David, a.k.a. Senor Pelo.
And, hey, no problem. Thank you really for inviting me.
Yeah, and I think we gotta end the episode with a good scream.
Yeah, who's going to scream?
Can we all scream at the same time?
Yes.
Ooh,
on
yes.
Three.
All right. One, two, three.